And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with rock god Rick Maxa. We have a great show going here talking one of the most critical parts of your tackle, and that's Seaguar fluorocarbon with Dale Hightower, Jerry Benedicto. Jerry is part of the corporation back east, and Dale is our local man here, of course. Right here, and it's great to have Jerry out here on the west. He's doing a little long-range fishing and having a good time on the Red Rooster starting tomorrow.
So cool, man. We're having a great show. There's so much info. I love this show. It's one of my favorite every time of year because we learn so much about the line that we use all the time. And we all know Seaguar is the best, and we just blindly tie it on because we know it's the best. But it's cool hearing what goes behind it. Man, if you want to be a part of that, be a part of this great information and join in all the fun with us, give us a call. We would love to hear from you this morning. And there's two ways that you can reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. First, with our local line. It's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. Or try us on our toll-free number. That one's 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Both lines totally packed solid right now, but we're going to have another full hour of your phone calls. Lots of opportunities to get through there. And not only are there going to be opportunities to get through to talk to these guys about Seaguar fluorocarbon, but they have brought us such an awesome prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that's a complete hand-picked set of pink Seaguar fluorocarbon, all the size you need to get you through an entire year's worth of fishing, from local to offshore, everything in between, a rad pack of Seaguar fluorocarbon for one lucky caller at the end of the show today.
You bet. And I think, Dale, you said it best. You know, it's like, well, somebody says, well, what is the best Seaguar to have on hand? And you have to have them all because different applications, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I personally take Blue Label, I take Premier, and I take Pink.
Yeah.
And, you know, I take Blue Label and the big stuff, like, you know, like on the, when you're fishing big baits at night on those, you know, 16-day trips, I'm Blue Label. I want the most abrasion-resistant stuff. I want to know that if you hook that big fish that you've got, the, you know, when it's a touch bite in the middle of the day, fish and sardines, it's going to be Premier or Pink. So I take it all. I mean, I think as an angler. And one of the things I always say, you have to fish with confidence, right? I mean, I think really fishing is a confidence deal, whether you're doing it for fun or you're doing it like a bass guy that's, you know, making his living doing it. And I personally know that I have confidence in my knots and my leaders and all that stuff, so that when I'm fishing, that's not even in the equation for me. In my mind, I'm never thinking equipment. I know I've got the best leader material. I know I've got the best braid. I know I've got the best knots. I know I'm fishing the best hooks, fishing the best reels. You know, so when you do hook that fish, like, your 100% focus is in landing that fish, breaking that fish's will to live. Like, that's it. That's all. Yeah. Like I'm concentrated on who's around me, where the danger zones are. Like, you know, that's the things you should be concentrating on when you go fishing, not whether I have the right leader. Like, I know I've got the right leader.
Hey, Dale, tell them your line with knots.
Knots. Yeah, it's I tell Jerry, because he learned it the hard way last time. I go, you got to love your connections. You got to love your knots. Yeah. It's not. This
you can't
is,
like your knot. You have to love
right.
your
I go,
knot.
I go, this isn't a awesome. Short-term relationship with a girlfriend. This is long-term commitment to your wife, right? That's like you're in it 100%. So if you tie a knot or connection and you don't like it, you do not fish it.
And I totally live with that now, because after, you know, I've had a couple knot failures, you know, even though I'm the Seaguar guy, I still have issues with my knots.
Who doesn't?
But Dale said, you know, you can't like your knot, you have to love it, and you have to have that confidence to be able to fish well with it.
And cinch it up. If it doesn't look right, one loop jumped over the top, just cut it off, man. No, tie a new one on.
That's exactly it. And Jerry learned the hard way. So the last time he did this trip with me, he comes back and he has that sad look in his face, because I saw him bent, you know. And I go, what happened? He goes, I lost it. I go, what happened? He goes, my knot broke. And I looked at him, I go, did you love it? And he goes, no. And I went, he goes,
that's what happened, right?
He goes, I thought the question, so it gets back to what I was saying, which is, you take that out of your play. I mean, and I'm sure you guys are the same way. I never think about that stuff.
No.
Because if you thought about that stuff, you're going to probably end up losing your fish, right, just because you're not concentrating on what you need to be concentrating
right.
on.
When it's done right, you look at it and you know it. Like, that's it, man.
Right. And, yeah, I mean, and when you hook that fish and you just, like, you just get that feeling. Like, unless something weird happens, right, you know, I mean, we all get cut off by weird stuff. But I'm just saying, in the general, I'm not even thinking about that.
Heavy line, big hook, coming aboard.
Yeah, exactly. Pull hard.
Yeah.
Pull hard. Put her in low.
Button it down. Hey, let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines. They want to talk fluorocarbon.
You got it, man. How about we start it off with Mike? Mike's calling us from El Cajon this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. And thanks for the guest. I got a question for the guest. I was over at Turner's, and I was looking at this. I believe it was a spectra. It was called Treadlock.
Treadlock, yep.
Yeah, and I've got a couple of reels that I want to put the Treadlock on, but I'm trying to figure out which of the fluorocarbons would pair better with the Treadlock.
All of our fluorocarbons pair great with our Treadlock. So it just depends on what size reel you're fishing to what size Treadlock, and that Treadlock will work with any of our fluorocarbons. So
now if I get like a 100-pound Treadlock,
right,
and if I want to pair the fluorocarbon, I'm going to go with the 130 to match the 100?
I fish 100 with 80 on up. So any size above 80, you can match up. That stuff is really easy to work with, opens up. It's tight, but once you open it up, you can definitely shove 130 inside there, no problem.
Explain to us what Threadlock is.
So it's a 16-strand hollow core braided line. So it's real tight. It's like a Chinese finger cuff is the best way to describe it to people.
Yep.
So when you open it up or relax it is the best way to describe it. You relax it, it opens up, and you're able to insert, you know, 80-pound, 100, 130 into the center of that braid. And then you cinch it down. Sato crimp is what I use on the threaded or the loose threads of the braid. It's basically just locking it down. And the harder you pull on that braid, that thread lock, the tighter it cinches around. And I probably shove what Gary tells me in your guys' YouTube deal. It's like 4 or 5 feet is what I put into the center. More bite. You know, some guys go half the distance, but you know, I tell everybody, you go to the trouble in going 2 feet, it doesn't take you much longer to go 4 or 5 feet. So,
yeah, we in addition to John Collins teaching people how to use the John Collins knot on our YouTube channel, we also have Gary Sato,
right,
who made the Sato crimp kit, teaching people how to use the Sato crimp on our YouTube channel.
Yeah, no, it's super.
It's cool. And you know, the thing about the Sato, and Ricky uses it,
Every day.
The Sato crimp. And I want to give a plug to Jerry Sato because it's Gary Sato. Did I say my name?
You said Jerry. You got Jerry Segar.
No, Gary Sato. He is in this for the love of fishing.
For real.
Believe me, he's not making a fortune off the Sato crimps. And he has a passion for this. He's a scientist. He does an amazing job building this thing. It's so easy to use that I truly believe that as far as connections go, is once you get that down, it's a piece of cake.
I agree,
it's hard to mess it up.
Right.
It really is.
The key on this is, though, which you can go by Gary's guide, which is on diameters and what size sleeve, realizing that a lot of our fluorocarbon is smaller.
Yes.
Like, I go one size smaller on Gary's crimps, what he recommends, even at, you know, when you look
especially
at diameter.
For Fluor Premier,
you got to go one size down.
Yeah,
because you want that so snug when you're.
Yes.
If it goes on where you don't need the crimping tool to shove it, then you have the wrong crimp.
Good point.
I go one size down on all of my connections, and I go two sizes down when I'm doing Premier.
Two sizes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what you want to do is if that crimp just slides up and down.
Correct.
The Spectra, that's too
it's
loose.
That's too large.
You need to use the crimping tool to slide that down.
You need the proper size crimp. You need to apply force to get that thing to slide from the hollow Spectra over the section that has the fluorocarbon inserted. You need to apply a fair amount of force to get that thing. That's the snugness that you want to feel there.
That's one of the keys.
I really challenge all of your listeners right now that if you haven't seen your guys' YouTube video with Gary, you should, when the show's over, you should go check that out because it's pretty cool, and it really explains on how Threadlock is meant to be used.
Right.
You know, that 16-strand hollow core connection, and obviously we all use it for big fish, but Rick's, you know.
It's great for small fish.
It's great for everything.
You can use it on anything.
Yeah. I'm waiting for the bass guys to get on.
But well, believe it or not, we were at we were actually at the ICAST show.
Yeah.
And one of the I think the big musky guys. So musky fishing, they're starting to get away from using wire. And they Seaguar actually introduced a musky leader material,
yeah,
like in big stuff, like 9130 for fishing musky in the Midwest.
Wow.
And their musky expert was asking me, like, hey, get Dale over here. He'll explain to you how he's using threadlock,
right,
you know, for his fishing, because it might have an application for the same deal for, you know, big leaders. Right. Yeah.
Sure.
So I
that's kind of the Sato crimp is a West Coast thing.
Yeah. Right. So
do you see it on the East Coast at all?
Not as much.
No.
Not as much, yeah. It's definitely bigger here.
Yeah.
But it's a good tool. Stealthy.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's jump back into it, Rick.
You got it. How about we talk to Kim calling us from Lakeside this morning. Good morning, Kim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Kim.
Yeah, it's a great show as always. Great show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kim.
Question, the guest mentioned two specifics. One, the stretch factor, and two, the refraction index. What is the difference between mono fluorocarbon as far as the stretch factor, the difference between mono fluorocarbon with regards to the refraction index, and lastly, I'm a power pole fan, and I fish the red label. That's what I first started with Seaguar, so I'm a definite fan for sure.
Cool. Yeah, so in terms of the stretch factor, fluorocarbon has less stretch than mono. That's just a general.
Is there
property.
A general percentage?
I don't know what the exact percentage is. I'd have to ask the R&D guys about that one. But yeah, I mean, you can even feel it, right? When you're fishing with it.
Sure.
The mono just pulls a lot.
Stretches
a lot.
More.
Stretches a lot more. But I don't know if I understood the second question with stretch in terms of the refraction index.
The refraction index, I believe it was, you know, water versus the light refraction with regards to the fluorocarbon. So what would be that in relation to monofilament versus the water? What's the refraction? You gave it like
yes.
1 point.
So, yeah, I can't remember exactly what the refraction of index of monofilament is, but it's definitely higher than 1.42. I think it's 1.5 or above, something like that. But it's enough where that when light passes through water, you can see the mono. I mean, we actually had this display one time back when, you know, everybody was still understanding the invisibility factor of fluorocarbon, where you put two lines of water. You can actually do this for yourself in a bucket. Get fill a bucket with water, take one piece of fluorocarbon and one piece of nylon, put them both in there under the light. You won't see the fluorocarbon in that bucket, and you will see the mono.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had these. We actually used them at the Fred Hall show for years when we were trying to explain fluoro, and it was we called it the invisibility tube, which was a display
in the
water. And like people would go up, and you're like they couldn't see the fluoro. You know, they'd see it above water. That's the only way you knew there was fluorocarbon because it. Part of the display was you'd see the lines going into the water. I think one was nylon, which obviously you saw the most. One was a fluorocarbon nylon blended line, one of those.
Like a coated line.
Right, which, you know, disappeared a little bit more than mono did, but not.
Then it was
the fluorocarbon, and it was, like, gone.
That's cool.
And it's almost seeing's not believing, right?
Right.
Or, yeah.
Yeah.
Or believing's not seen.
So, speaking on the same lines there, Seaguar Pink Label, Seaguar Blue Label, Seaguar Fluoro Premier are all going to have the exact same refractive index.
Correct.
Exactly the same, because they're 100% fluorocarbon.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
That's cool. Hey, Jack in Burbank, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Jack.
Jack, are you with us?
Oh, no,
I guess
Jack
went away.
All right, well, how about next up we then talk to Bruce. Bruce is calling us from Lemon Grove. Good morning, Bruce. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great, Bruce.
Hey, my question is, when you're tying solid spectra to the fluorocarbon, the 130, let's say 80 to 130, what type of knot would you like to use for the short leaders that we're using now?
Solid?
Yeah.
So you're talking about solid braid to 130?
Yeah, 130 fluoro.
Yeah, the knot that I've seen on some of the trips, and it's getting to be super popular. It's just not that easy of a knot to try to teach people to tie. It's called the FG knot.
G knot.
Yeah.
Get out of here with that thing.
Yeah, but you've seen it. You've seen it, right?
Yeah, totally.
It's like when it would, yeah, when you see it and the way it cinches down, it's pretty ridiculous, and it's ridiculously strong. But, like, I'm into easy knots. So I don't know. I'm going to defer to Rick, like, because he sees more stuff in the shop. I know that there are some people fishing solid braid now. But, as far as the connection goes, whether they're doing a Bimini and Albright, I don't know.
What I do is I just create a wind-on leader out of it. So I think that there's plenty of case where fishing a solid braid has its advantages and disadvantages, but the connection in a hollow line is so much stealthier that for me, I will, you know, you can fish your whole reel full of solid, and then I just connect a super short piece of hollow to the end of that solid, and then I run a traditional, you know, Sato crimp style connection.
And how do you connect? It's a little tricky connecting the hollow to the solid, isn't it?
I like to tie a bimini in the solid and splice a loop into the hollow and then do like a 3 or 4 turn cat's paw to connect those together. You could, if you wanted it to be even stealthier, you could just run the solid up inside of the hollow and do, again, a Sato crimp or a serve might in that particular case might be a better way to connect those two. But that connection is definitely not as strong as a bimini to a splice loop. So it's stealthier. So if you're casting it through the guides, you know, that served piece of hollow will cast through the guides a little better. But you're going to give up some strength.
What about just doing a bimini in the solid and then making your own wind downs and going loop to loop on the wind downs?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm referring to.
That's simpler. It's one less connection than splicing on.
Right. That's what I do. Exactly.
Yeah, and in my head, that's got to be the best connection. Yeah. I mean, no question about it.
Yeah. Less knots.
Very difficult, too, to find a solid 130. And you guys would know, being braid guys, but I think most 130s inherently all are hollow, right?
Yeah, I don't know of any. I don't have any solids that are that. And I know that there's some advantages. Obviously, the hollow traps air. So a lot of guys say that the hollow retards a little bit on the bait getting deeper. I hear really choppy, windy deal, that braid that gets blown around a little bit more. But I don't know. I'm still a hollow core guy.
Same.
So I got all the choices, and I fish hollow core.
Sometimes we need to build excuses into things just so we have an excuse. Right? Well, if I would have gotten bit for sure, my line wouldn't trap in so much air. I would have got 100 fish today.
What size does Threadlock come? Threadlock is your hollow.
50-pound is the smallest to 200-pound.
200-pound. All right. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about we jump back in and talk to Curtis, calling us from San Jose this morning. What's up, Curtis? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great.
Curtis?
Cool. I had a question on fluorocarbon-coated nylon lines. Is there a use case where you would want to use that as a replacement for mono if you're not concerned about a leader? You have 100% fluorocarbon leader?
I wouldn't. I think the thing is with fluoro-coated, you're not getting the true properties of 100% fluorocarbon. I mean, if that's what you're looking for. And I guess if you're thinking about if you want, I mean, people use mono for topwater, right? I mean, if we're talking about fishing in general, people will use it for topwater, but and maybe the fluoro coating will give it a little bit of a invisibility factor. But again, only 100% fluorocarbon gives you that refraction index and less visibility.
And I think a lot of those fluorocarbon, quote, coated lines have very low fluorocarbon content. It's, you know, it's been explained to me, it's like it's a coating. Whereas, like, when Jerry's talking about our double structure technology with Premier, that's a process. It's not a coating. It's like two resins fused together at its inception, you know. Whereas I think those fluorocarbon lines that we're referring to, that are fluorocarbon nylon lines, it's just an aftermarket coating. So, you know, I'm not dishing anybody. It's more of a marketing ploy than if you either you want mono or you want fluorocarbon. I just don't think there's any advantage in between.
So use a premium monofilament and then tie a piece of fluorocarbon on the end would be a better choice than using a fluorocarbon.
A good mono is going to be soft and supple and cast really nice and not have some of the stiffness that a fluorocarbon is going to have. A fluorocarbon coated line, it's almost like the worser of two evils. You know what I mean? You take a line that only has the properties of mono, being less visible, and then you make it stiff and not cast well, and it doesn't come off the reel, but you don't have that lesser visible property. Again, same just like you were saying, maybe there's a teeny bit more abrasion resistance because there's a coating on it, but nowhere near the amount that a leader had, so it's not going to cast as good, it's not going to tie knots as good. It's just, I'm not a fan of that the coated lines either.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about we talk to Randy calling us from Costa Mesa? Hey, Randy, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everybody doing today?
Great.
Great.
Morning. Great, Randy.
Good. Hey, I got a couple of questions, and I'll take the answers off the air. The first question is, at what line pound test do you switch from, like, a John Collins into a different connection?
Good question.
And then the second question is on owner triple X hooks. I've got some knife jigs with the triple X hooks. Should I swap those hooks out for these bigger tuna that are around?
I'll let you guys answer the second question, but the cutoff line for me is about 80 pound. You know, I just say, I mean, you can tie it in 80, but I think once you go beyond 80, then you start looking at the Sato crimps and the splicing techniques.
Rather than the John Collins.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's a good call.
Totally agree.
Yeah, and hook-wise?
Obviously it depends on the style of jig that you have. You know, when you refer to knife jigs, they're not all created equal. I would say that in the case of the most popular ones being the flat falls, I don't find that the hooks need to be replaced on them. I took that.
Shimano makes an excellent assist hook on those hooks.
Yeah, they're really good. I mean, they're, you know, if a guy felt the need to it, those owner dancing stinger hooks are really good ones. Gamakatsu makes a really good assist hook in a larger size too that I'm a really big fan of. I think the loops are a little bit nicer and the hooks are a little bigger. I really like that Gamakatsu replacement hook. But honestly, I don't. I mean, there are some with knife jigs, there are thousands of them out there, and there are a lot that come that are not so good, so I couldn't comment on all of them. But if you were referring to, like, the Shimano butterfly jigs, I especially the flat falls, I don't change them. You know, we caught big yellowfins at Clarion. There's definitely been a lot of people that have been asking about it lately because, I pulled a hook or I did this. There's just fishing a lure that inherently is going to happen. It's totally my opinion that hook does not need to be replaced. We've replaced a lot for guys lately because we're fishing giant fish with straight braid, and sometimes hooks pull just because they don't wind up in a right spot. But my opinion is they don't need to be changed.
All right, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More phone calls, more catch reports, more great information with the boys from Seaguar. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
If you are ready to experience a real Alaska fishing adventure, check out Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. The calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large towns, so you will enjoy a wilderness adventure without any crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there is no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Whaler's Cove also offers fantastic freshwater fishing in wilderness streams for wild salmon and trout. The Whaler's Cove experience will fulfill your wildest Alaskan dreams on the calm water of the Inside Passage or on a spectacular stream. It's your choice every day at the Whaler's Cove Lodge. After fishing, you will dine on fabulous meals created daily by the Whaler's Cove chefs and relax in your comfortable room or cabin. Learn more about this exciting Alaska destination on their website at whalerscovelodge.com or call 800-423-3123. Whaler's Cove Lodge, a real Alaskan fishing adventure.
The Southwest Council of the International Federation of Fly Fishers invites anyone and everyone to its annual fly fishing fair Friday, October 14th through Sunday, October 16th in Bishop, California. Pick from a stacked list of seminars, events, and classes offered by some of the biggest experts in the region on fly tying, fly casting, and fly fishing techniques tailored for beginner and experienced anglers alike. And while you're at it, spend some time on the water at local hotspots with some of the area's top guides while learning innovative techniques and practices. Mark your calendar now for October 14th to the 16th at the Tri-County Fairgrounds in Bishop. Registration opens October 14th at southwestcouncil.org. Tickets are $15 for individuals and $20 for families, good for all 3 days. Check the website for lodging and information and more. southwestcouncil.org or the links page at hookup1090.com. See you in October in the heart of the Eastern Sierra.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course, I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the 95-Foot Searcher. Team Searcher would like to thank all of our great customers for their support in our fantastic 2015 season. The Searcher has a fantastic crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, satellite TV, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2016 schedule is out, so don't miss the boat. Book your trip online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia and Jen at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
At the Mighty 1090, it's always football season. San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, you just heard Captain Art Taylor talking about a great ride, the Searcher out of Fisherman's Landing. I mentioned it earlier in the show. Again, this is a heck of an opportunity, a three-day trip that leaves this Tuesday with a very light load. Right now they have 15, and it's a go. So if you want to go on a great sport fishing boat with a great crew and catch some fish, fish are moving in, SearcherSportFishing.com. Leave this Tuesday. It's a three-day trip on the Searcher with a very light load. SearcherSportFishing.com, or just give Celia a call in the office there and get on that trip. Sounds like a fun time. Great weather this week, go fishing.
Yeah, it's time.
Yeah, it's
for
August.
Sure.
And speaking of which, you know, Dave Hansen normally would be around, but he's probably out of satellite phone range, which God only knows where that would be.
Hansen, right? I bet he's chasing schools of bluefin around is what he's doing.
That. But he's going to be at the Big Fish Kickoff Seminar this Thursday, the 4th, at the Bally High at 7 o'clock for the 33rd Annual Lou Duchesne Memorial Big Fish Tournament. So if you want to see Dave, you miss Dave today because he's not calling in, you can go get a full dose of Dave at the Big Fish Kickoff Seminar, where you can sign up for the Big Fish Tournament. Dollar fish tacos from Pepe.
That's cool.
It's all good.
The beauty of fish dope, too, that's going on right now is whatever Dave is doing right now, whatever big fish he's catching, which is keeping him from calling the show, is you know that we're going to be able to read about it tonight, too, on Fish Dope.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's the beauty of fishdope.com is whatever's going on, complete wrap-up every night. They do multiple updates every day, so hopefully he's pulling on a big one, and that's why he can't call. But the beauty of fishdope.com, if you want to jump in, get a yearly subscription, save $20 by using the code HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space. When you're checking out, if you're a new member, HOOKUPNOW at the end is going to save you $20 on your new subscription to fishdope.com.
Yeah, and I'll give you an example. I'm taking the boat up to Catalina today. I have no clue. I haven't been to Catalina in 6 months.
Been fishing south.
I went on Fishdope and got fully doped up.
That's cool.
Detailed. Yeah. On anywhere you want to go, it's fishdope.com. It's the stuff.
Yep, you got it, man. I want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. Get ready for the big summer season, which is going on right now, because we all know what happens when that yellowfin really turns on. Your favorite hooks and sizes, they run in short supply. Don't let that happen to you. Stock up on your Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle hooks now. Don't let your favorite hook get away from you. It's time to get them. Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks available at your favorite tackle store. Phones are absolutely packed solid. Let's jump right back into them and talk to John, calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, fellas. You know, back in the early days when the Blue Label first came out, I guess, some guys used to recommend pre-stretching it before you, especially if you put a long top shot of it on. Was that a good thing or a bad thing, or is that still necessary to do with today's advancements, or what's your take on that?
Yeah, no, I don't think it's necessary. Actually, maybe because I'm a little bit younger, I don't know. I didn't hear about guys doing that, but you don't need to do that. the fluorocarbon is just as good as it is ready to use as soon as you take it off the spool.
Yeah, I think that especially Fluoro Premier, I mean, it's so limp that that stuff comes off the spool almost with no memory. Big leader material, you know, I'd say that 100-pound, the guys do pre-stretch it. Just, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'd say, I think the stuff we're doing, Jerry, this, yeah. I'm not worried about, you know, 30 and 40 and 50-pound, but when you start getting into 100-pound and big, the guys still pre-stretch it just so that the line's straight because, you know, that's, you know.
And if you have some fluorocarbon on the reel.
Right.
And it's got a little bit of memory in it, you just stretch it and it's gone.
Yeah, because that's one of the things that, I mean, I do, you know, you get up early in the morning and you pre-stretch, you know, pre-stretch some of the leaders that you're going to be fishing. You know, talking to the crew, some of them are like, they're really short top shots now. And the biggest deal is they want that thing super straight. They're like 6-foot leaders for big tuna. And the big reason is memory. They want that thing straight. When you pull it off the rack, they don't want to, so anything big, I'd stretch. The stuff that we're talking about in Fluoro Premier and pink and blue, I probably don't need to.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. While we're on the subject of stretching and coil and stuff like that, let's talk about shelf life of fluorocarbon leader. I think that's a very important thing that people need to understand. How does the shelf life of Seaguar fluorocarbon differ from, say, a premium monofilament?
Well, we've been told to say that 7 years.
7 years?
Which is insane.
Dude.
Right? But, I mean, there's stuff that's in our office that has been there since, you know, over 10 years, and I still fish with it sometimes,
it's
and I've
fine.
Had no problems.
That's right.
So, I mean, fluorocarbon just has, again, because it's impenetrable, because it's chemical resistant, you know, UV resistant. So just store it in wherever normal room temperature conditions, and even if you don't, you know, because again, if heat or cold, I know bass fishermen, for some reason they like to keep their fluorocarbon in the refrigerator or in the freezer, which, you know, that's fine, it's not going to affect it at all, but for them they feel like it keeps it fresh, but yeah, the fluorocarbon just lasts almost forever.
don't worry about it, right?
Yeah.
If you got, I don't know how old this stuff is. Just fish it.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
And here's the thing with me, which I get a big kick out of. So this trip, you know, Jerry and myself have a little care package for the 30 anglers, you know.
Yeah.
And it still amazes me that, and we were giving 30 and 40, the two best sizes, the probably most used. There's been people that, and it happened last year, where they don't fish the stuff I give them.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to save that and fish something else, right? And you're thinking, why would you do that? And our angler that's on our trip, we'll be on this trip again, got called out by the skipper, like, you're losing fish. What are you fishing? And then it was somebody else's product, and the skipper goes, that's crap. Like, where's the stuff Dale gave you? Go get that.
Get that good stuff.
Let's use that, right? And ended up not losing any more fish. And so it amazes me how the people have stuff for 7 years. Like, you should fish more, right? That's, you know, when you got stuff that's 7 years old,
right,
that means you did not fish enough.
Yep.
You need to fish more. And that's what we're here doing, right? Selling fun.
I love it.
Selling fun. Go fishing.
Fun.
I love it.
That's
man.
It.
That's cool.
All right, let's jump back in the phone.
You got
Rick.
It, man. Richard in Monrovia, you're up next. Hi, Richard. Good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. Hey, Dale, I used to fish the Carbon Pro up in the Sierras in the fall with like 2-pound and 4-pound. Had that tea color to it a little bit.
Yep.
Any suggestions for the subtle, lighter, limper line coming out? Anything new?
Well, Carbon Pro was old technology, but it was definitely that's why we don't make it.
Yeah.
By the way,
the first main line.
Yeah. The reason we don't make Carbon Pro.
Yeah.
Because there's still some fans out there of that stiff, really stiff.
Right.
It was fluorocarbon?
Yep.
Yeah,
it
was the first fluorocarbon fishing line that we came out with.
Single structure.
But yeah, I know folks loved it, and there was a lot of people who were upset when we went away with it, but we're trying to convince folks that the Abrazex fluorocarbon line and the Invizex fluorocarbon line, it's got the same exact properties as Carbon Pro, but it's softer. Right, so you'll be able to definitely cast it a lot farther than
when
you
were. What's the difference between Abrazex and Invizex?
So Abrazex has more abrasion resistance, okay. And that's where the name comes from. In terms of the best abrasion resistance,
are they
that we
single
have,
structure?
They are single structure.
Yeah.
Yes,
and more for freshwater applications.
Correct.
Yeah,
I mean, like I tell people, Invizex in our main line, right, is what like Blue Label is in our saltwater leader material. Yeah. It is the standard. Like when you're talking with retailers and they're like, you have to carry Invizex. Like it must. You should also carry Abrasex and Tatsu. That's like the go-to, and it's so different than have to carry Blue Label, but yeah, Premier you have to have out in Southern California just as much, and now Pink Label as well. So,
yeah.
But it's the standard. Like Invizex really is the standard in freshwater main lines.
Yeah. A good comparison.
It's 100% fluorocarbon.
Absolutely. Yeah.
A good comparison someone told me was Abrasex would be like Trilene XT, and Invizex would be like Trilene XL.
Gotcha. All right.
Better casting.
Very good.
Yeah.
Stronger. Just the flexibility. Of
correct.
It. Yeah. All right. Good question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. There he is.
The man.
He got back to earth.
Must have put the fish on the deck.
Yeah. Something happened. Oh, there he went. He was here and now he's gone. That was Dave Hansen, thefishdope.com. Here
funny.
And gone. You know, that's just Dave. Right?
He must have hooked another one.
Yeah, he hooked another one. Yeah, for sure. All right. Let's jump back in the phone.
Charlie and Gardena, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Charlie?
Good morning, Charlie.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you today?
Great.
Great. Good.
I had a question for Dale. With all the different colors of braid on the market, you know, what does Seaguar offer, and does color matter?
All right, so here's what I know about color and braid. We have this at one point we had four colors in threadlock. We requested for us West Coast guys white and blue. The East Coast guys wanted yellow and green. Guess what sold? White and blue, right? The yellow.
On the East Coast too?
No, white.
No.
No. It's selling everywhere. So the stuff that we requested for West Coast, and green is not thought of well at all on our sport fishers because the crew just can't see it.
And it disappears at night.
Yeah. And
totally.
So I'd say green, not even in the thing. Yellow's still popular. But I'd say, white, you can't go wrong with white, period. End of story. You can fish it dark. And one of the things I think people forget is, like, when you're fishing in the dark with braid, white or yellow that you can see, and you watch somebody fish with monofilament, they do not have any idea where their line's at.
Seriously?
So so definitely white. And then ours is kind of like a sky blue.
Yep.
So it's definitely, I don't know, a little stealthy. If you're, like, there's the guys that like to be a little stealthy even with braid. So the cool part is you can splice in. So I've done stuff where you have white. Then splice in like 100 yards of blue. Ask Rick how many times he does that in the shop. Like,
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. And what's nice about it too is you kind of have a feel for how much line you have on it.
Yeah,
especially
exactly.
With when you have on long soaks. Like not only just fighting the fish, how close you are, but I mean when you're on a long soak, it is kind of nice to know
where you are,
how far out your bait is.
A lot of guys too.
Oh, okay.
We'll have guys want like a 100 yards of blue at the bottom of their spool and then fill the rest with white just so if they're getting dumped, they know, like, I need to get a backup, or if I have 100 yards, or whatever that number is. I want a warning when I'm 50 yards away from being out, you know, splice a little.
I was, like, kind of trying to wrap my hand around. I was like, oh, now I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
As opposed to just looking at the spool and going, oh, crap.
Yeah, oh, crap. Get the backup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aim to please, man.
Yeah,
no problem.
I'm teasing.
Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. First time all morning we've had a toll-free line available, 877-792-1090.
All right, let's jump right back into him. Talk to Ron. He's calling us from San Diego. What's up, Ron? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. This is a question for Dale. When you're throwing jigs, are you tying floral or mono to your jigs?
Well, I've kind of switched. I do the braid to floral. Have a real short top shot of floral. So, and I do the. We'll be doing that. You know, fishing yellowtail jigs. So we'll be doing that with probably like, you know, 50-pound fluoro and 80-pound braid, and we tie the John Collins knot.
Okay.
Same.
I see.
Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make it easy, and, if you're not fishing over 80, go for it.
Yeah.
Right? I'd say all the surface iron fish that we caught on our Cedros trip, I mean, that was it. We, you know, fished 80-pound braid and a 3-foot piece of 60-pound Seaguar Blue Label to the surface iron. That was the rig. That's what we caught every fish on. Didn't, you know, we always have a, you know, kelp cutter style surface iron rig. Didn't need it this year because there's no kelp at Cedros, but your jig swims so good when it's, you know, when you got that straight braid on there. So, yeah, that's what we did. 65 or 80-pound braid and just a 3-foot piece of Seaguar Blue Label 60-pound.
On the tranks?
On the tranks, exactly. Oh, yeah. That thing's deadly. 10-foot yeah. Terramar tranks. Come get you some.
Yeah, no kid. So, were you trying the John Collins?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I just tried John Collins. It's
amazing.
Super fast, super small, super easy. Done. Yeah. I love it.
But make sure you know how to tie it and test it. Pull on it.
That's
pull on it. If it's going to break, it's going to break when you wrap, you know, put gloves on or a T-shirt or whatever and pull on that thing real hard. If it's going to break, it's going to break right there.
You should be able to pull it harder. You should be able to pull on it harder, you know, when it's right in your two hands than you ever should be able to pull on it, you know, with the bend of a rod and a reel. Like, you should, if it's going to break, you should be able to break it right there with your arms, not wait to see if a fish is going to break it.
Yeah.
Guess what Jerry's going to be doing today, this afternoon?
I'm going to be practicing my John Collins.
Oh, very good.
I'm going to love it.
I'm going to love it.
Check it out.
That's cool.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Norman in San Diego. You're up next with us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Norman.
Morning, Norman.
Hey. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I use one of the Grand Max. That's a great fly fishing leader. I got a couple questions. One is, you know, I heard at the beginning of the show, and I hear a lot of other places, people are tying braid directly to their crankbaits and swim baits and so forth. And given all the talk we've heard today about invisibility, you know, what gives? And the second question I have is a lot of stores have stopped carrying the Invisix. Is this being phased out?
Well, Jerry can attest to the Invisix question. We're definitely not phasing it out. It's definitely our number one selling product.
Number one product.
Yeah.
Invisix.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you think it's being phased out, it might be just a seasonal deal with retailers. You know, this is the time of year they're always focused on saltwater, so they're putting their inventory dollars behind Premier and Blue Label. And then when you get into that spring, you know, bass time of year that they're probably... Sometimes the stuff flies off the shelf so fast that some of these retailers can't keep up. As far as the reaction baits and braid, I think it's all water clarity. I think it's an absolute water clarity deal. I know most of those guys throwing big swim baits for bass are still doing it with straight fluoro. They like that low stretch of fluoro, and they like the invisibility. What Jerry and myself were doing on the California Delta, it's stained dirty water up there. There's the whole refraction thing goes out, and the cool part about the braid up there is that it cuts through. You get a lot of tules, and you're throwing a lot through vegetation, and that braid cuts through it. Like, you can get your baits, back through that stuff. Whereas if you're fishing anything else, it's like the kelp cutter rig. Mm-hmm. It's the same kind of same idea as a kelp cutter rig.
The one thing with fishing big saltwater bass is, you know, you're fishing a lot of those big swim baits. It's a reaction bite. I mean, you're gonna probably get bit close to as good with tying your braid right to the hook, but those saltwater bass, they have big teeth, you know. I mean, they do, and if they eat the thing all the way down, you know, the abrasion resistance on the straight braid isn't even close to heavy Seaguar Blue Label, and that's why we do it at Seadros. Like, our leadhead and swim bait fishing the whole time, you know, we're fishing 60-pound Blue Label. It's not because we need to get a bite; it's because fishing Seadros for calico bass, you could easily have 75 or 100 bass in the day, and you don't need 60-pound fluoro Blue Label to catch a calico bass, but you don't know if the bite from a 10-pounder is going to be your second bass of the day or if it's going to be your 100th bass of the day. And your line gets chafed
mono,
and leadered.
It would be chafed. It would, yeah, you'd lose it.
Yeah, you hang the right one at the end of the day after having 50 bass, and it's going to go away. You have a piece of 60-pound Blue Label, you catch 100 bass in a row and never have an issue with it.
No doubt. Norman, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I want to remind you, there's only two chances left. One of them is coming this Saturday at Dana Landing in Mission Bay, and that is our San Diego County Ford Dealers live broadcast with the casting contest that Ryan will be running, and you have a chance to win that trip. This is a pretty sensational deal.
Doubt.
To Katmai Lodge in Bristol Bay, Alaska, including a round-trip ticket from San Diego to Anchorage on Alaska Airlines, and you have a chance to win the trip on the Blackjack, Shimano Rods and Reels, and Maui Jim sunglasses. And so don't miss it this Saturday at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Conway Bowman, the one and only.
Cool.
He's got the new Ford Outfitters show on TV, and just is a great guy. And of course, Steve Pinard will be there. Johnny White will be there talking about great local fishing. So it's going to be a great show. This Saturday, come on down and have a chance to win an amazing trip and see an amazing show right there on the water at Dana Landing.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump right back into the phones. Talk to Hills calling us from Ventura this morning. Hi, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk
Hills.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm down here surf fishing, and I've had a lot of success with right now I'm using 12-pound Seaguar Blue Label tied to 10-pound Spectra on my like 3,000 size spinning reel, and I've been landing some really good sized fish with that. So
sweet,
it's just very dependable. But I wanted to ask about like the Seaguar knot, if that's just meant, and I haven't seen it if it's on a YouTube video, but a couple of years ago fishing tuna pens, I had some fresh 30-pound mono and it was real soft, and I had this 30-pound Blue Label Seaguar fluoro that was quite stiff. So I reckoned that the John Collins knot might be better because I was failing at the back-to-back uni. It was just
terrible. Yeah, so here's the I get this question all the time. So the John Collins knot is your braid to fluoro connection. That's what I use it for.
Braid to fluoro, braid to mono. Not mono to fluoro.
Right, so mono to fluoro. And I always say, and I don't mean it in a negative way on anybody, but the double uni I don't think is a knot for everybody. I think it's a more difficult knot to tie. Once again, got to love your knots. And the Seaguar knot, when it came out 10 years ago or whenever it hit the scene, was designed for mono to fluoro. You have two dissimilar materials.
Right. Because there was really no big braid.
Right. No, right. And what people were doing, because nobody could tie a really good knot for those two until we learned that knot from, you know, the gentleman from Kreha Corporation in Japan, the Seaguar's parent company. But that Seaguar knot is the knot. Like I tell people, I've never talked to a guy that's had a knot failure with that. And it's an easy knot. Like it's a so easy. It's not a pretty knot. You know, you're not going to look at it and like, oh, that's a beautiful knot. It's one of those. It's like a.
So you don't have to love the way it looks.
No,
you just have to love it. Period.
You gotta, got if it. It cinches.
And you can learn it on the Seaguar website,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Seaguar website.
Seaguar.com.
Right, and it cinches down like a figure eight too. So if you've seen, if you watch it, if it's cinches like a figure eight, wet it. Lubrication on fluorocarbons huge on knots. Make sure everybody knows that. And
you're good.
You're good. I've never heard of failure tying the Seaguar knot.
But that's only for mono to fluoro.
Mono to fluoro, correct. Not. Spectra to fluoro,
right.
Spectra to mono.
Right.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got a whole bag of Seaguar fluorocarbon, a hand-picked kit of Seaguar pink fluoro. Coming your way, we got more Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Yellowtail and bluefin are here now, and it's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle tough fish like these is Terramar from Shimano. The secret? TC4 construction. That delivers a rod that is light and sensitive, yet tough and powerful. Shimano Terramar should be your next rod. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best inventory in the country of Terramar rods and the experts to help you select them. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From a half-day trip on the Dolphin, overnight trips, and soon, three-quarter-day island trips on the Liberty. You can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
The giant Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay is hard to miss. Right in the middle of Dana Landing across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay, this massive 5,500 square foot location is loaded with Hobie Mirage Drive kayaks and more, including a great selection of Hobie clothing, stand-up paddle boards, paddles, and more. Check the latest from Hobie, the Eclipse, taking fitness out of the gym and onto the water. Test a new Eclipse kayak or stand-up paddleboard free right out their back door on Mission Bay. When it comes to Hobie, no one does it better than the crew at Fastlane at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. Check FastlaneSailing.com.
When it comes to tackle storage, it's got to be Flambeau. Built to fish, built to last. Check out these new products designed just for anglers. The two new HD Series hard cases with thick customizable foam to protect your electronics when not in use. While the new HD Series tough boxes provide heavy-duty waterproof protection, clear lids and O-ring seals keep water out while letting you see in. Flambeau's patented Z-Rust provides additional protection against rust and corrosion. margin, keeping your valuables safe. For travel, protect your rods with a Tough Bazooka rod carrier. Available at Turner's Outdoorsman and other fine tackle retailers. Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of the Seaguar Pink Floral Carbon Package is going to Bruce in Lemon Grove. Bruce, congratulations. You are going to be so stoked with this kit of floral.
Yeah, thank you guys
That's
for coming
awesome.
In. Always a great show
great.
Talking
yeah, thank
floral
you guys.
Carbon, one of the most important things in your tackle box. Jerry, thank you for coming all the way out from New York to be on the show today. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it always good having you. And knowing what's going on back there, that you guys are doing the right stuff for us West Coast anglers, too. We appreciate that.
Thanks.
And your man here, Dale, is waving the flag.
He's the best.
Waving the flag. Yeah. No, it's fun getting these guys from the East Coast coming out and seeing our style of fishing and realizing, you know, it's a different animal out here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's you can't explain it to anybody until you experience it.
Yeah, it's such a unique market, and we're happy to be a big part of it.
Yeah, well, we're thrilled to represent you guys and just happy to do it. And if somebody wants more info on Seaguar, great website, right?
Yep. Go to Seaguar.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Instagram.
Okay. See, you got that down.
There you go.
Indeed. Good luck on the Red Rooster 3. Yeah, I know you guys are going to have a great trip, and thank you for listening today. We're going to be back next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, again, Dana Lanning in Mission Bay with Conway Bowman and Steve Pinard for our San Diego County Ford Dealers Live Remote with a casting contest, all the giveaways, your next chance to win that trip to Katmai Lodge on Alaska Airlines. And then next Sunday, Brad Stiles and Dr. Ken Morris, I should say Dr. Brad Stiles and Dr. Ken Morris from the Make-A-Wish Tuna Challenge will be in the studio here next Sunday. Thanks for listening today. Thanks to Ryan. Thanks to Adam. And we'll see you next week on the Mighty 1090.